It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship. It's the Worship and Wellness Broadcast of Torso Ministry. We're in Maryland at this time. I'll be speaking at the Gospel Workers Free Seventh-day Adventist Church today on the subject, the mental fun of fundamentals. It will also be at 12. I have sent several of you the actual Zoom link because it is not our Zoom link. It's their Zoom link. So, if I haven't sent that to you and you're interested, please let me know. Send me a text message, and I'll get that sent to you. Of course, it's on the WhatsApp list. It's on Facebook. But if you want a text message with that information, please let me know. All right, it's time for our opening prayer. My wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together and to have worship. And now we pray for your spirit to be with us this morning. Teach us the things we need to know as you allow for the anointing to be granted upon our pastor with his word and fill him with your spirit. Help us always to grow in grace and wisdom. On this day we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, it's time now for our opening song. It's about time for the coming of Christ. Now, I'll let you know that we will not be having the wellness segment today, but we'll resume with that next week, of course. Let's enjoy It's About Time from the Master's Chorale.
It's about time for the coming of Christ. It's about time for Christian. It's about time. It's about time for the coming of Christ for Him. It's about
it's about time.
Praise God. All right, brothers and sisters, Paul was trying to reach the Jews. He had been really called to reach the Gentiles, but he wanted to reach the Jews. And he did a Nazarite vow. That didn't work. He kept going amongst them. That didn't work. He was told twice by people inspired by the Holy Ghost that if you go, you're going to be bound. He said, even if I have to die for this faith, I will do so. So we learned yesterday that sometimes God has a perfect will, and he has a permissive will. He will allow us to, he will permit us to do some things that he hasn't even called us to do. But if we have the right heart, he will permit things. And it was not God's perfect will for Paul to do all he was doing to try to reach the Jews. They had gotten to the point where they did not want to hear what he had to say. You see, the Bible had given them 70 weeks. That was 490 years. That ended with the stoning of Stephen. Their probation had closed. The gospel was to go to the Gentiles, and Paul was still trying to reach them. Now, many of them can be reached because we go out and preach the word. You know, I like to say that every person, that even if they're in a persecuting church, they still live in a house. So if we go out into the houses and the highways and the byways, we'll reach them. But you're not going to get into too many of their churches because there is a persecution mindset that if you don't do exactly what the church says in the church traditional way, even if that doesn't agree with what the Lord says, you're not going to be accepted. And so the bottom line, brothers and sisters, is we're going to pick it up. Paul has now summoned them. I'll go ahead and read the last verse or so of chapter 21, and then we're reading verse 22, and our subject is persecuting church versus constitutional rights. Very interesting, because we will face that issue here in America. Now, this is, it says verse 39 and 40. Did I pray? Let me pray. Father, bless us as we study the word in Jesus' name. Amen. But Paul said, I am a man which am a Jew of Tarsus, a city of Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I beseech thee, suffer me to speak unto the people. And when he had given him license, that's the Roman official, had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs and beckoned with the hand unto the people. And when they were, when there was made a great silence, he spoke unto them in the Hebrew tongue, saying, so, of course, they're listening because he's speaking in the Hebrew tongue now. And this is his message, today's message. Men, brethren, this is chapter 22 of the book of Acts. Men, brethren, and fathers, hear ye my defense, which I make now unto you. And when they had heard that he spake in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silent. And he saith, I am verily a man, which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city of Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as ye all are this day. So he's starting and saying, listen, I was where you are. And that's a beautiful concept. You know, you need to come close to the people and show them you've gone through the same experience that they've gone through. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women. They probably like to hear that. As also the high priest doth bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them which were bound unto Jerusalem for to be punished. They couldn't gainsay. I mean, these are just factual statements. And it came to pass that as I made my journey and was come nigh unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. And I fell into the ground, and I heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Brothers and sisters, when you have a testimony, you'll give it over and over and over again. It's your testimony. And that's what God wants. The Bible says they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And so we have to have a testimony, friends, and you tell what great things God has done in your life. And when people have a question about why you are, where you are, what you did, you just give them your testimony. And I have a testimony as to why I keep the Sabbath. I have a testimony as to why I married my wife. I have a testimony of how God led me into the health message. testimony. Tell your testimony when God gives you the opportunity and the Spirit leads. So this is Jesus saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? This is in verse 8. And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And when they were with me, saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him. And he said, The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. So Jesus sent him to his church. Now, his church didn't even have a name. His church met in houses. His church was persecuted by the large organized church of that day. These are facts. You can try to deny them all you want, but brothers and sisters, these are the facts. The organized church, the Sabbath-keeping organization that was set up by God, was the one that was persecuting his church, friends. But God sent him to his people for him to receive his sight. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Let me make sure I got it all. Let me start with verse 13. Came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. So Ananias is there. And the same hour I looked upon him, and he said, The God of our fathers hath chosen thee that thou shouldest know his will and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. You see, some people who are persecuting God's people, some people who are speaking against God's true movement, okay, they are sincere. And they're going to have a road to Damascus experience, but they're sincere. They've been brainwashed by the organized church, but they're sincere. They've been taught that the organized church is the church that's going through to the end, and it's not. But they've been brainwashed to think so. So anyone that's operating outside of that realm, they're going to persecute. And the bottom line is there are sincere people that will get the light. They don't have it yet, but we are to just move forward doing God's will, finishing his work, and persecution will come, and it will come from the church, brothers and sisters. The church will turn you over to the state. That's what we see in the Bible, and that's what's going to happen in the end of time. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. So Paul now had to be baptized. He got new truth. He turned from the way of persecuting, and he stood with God's people, and he was willing to make a public statement. That's what baptism is. There's no magic in the water. Even if you see people filled with the Spirit when they come out of the water, it's not the water. It's that they obeyed, and the Spirit of God came upon them. And sometimes that does happen at your baptism. But the bottom line, friends, is that he was baptized because he had to make a public statement to say, I am now with these people. And it came to pass that when I was come to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance. Now, Paul is still talking to these Jews that want to kill him, and he's giving his testimony. And I said unto him, I was in a trance, and saw him saying unto me, Make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. Paul is told to leave the area that is prevalent with the organized church members, where the church headquarters was, and he was told to leave the area where the church headquarters was, because they will not receive his testimony concerning Jesus, my brothers and sisters. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that the same is true today. See, God says, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever, because he needs to be that way, because the devil is the same. He's a liar. He's a thief. The Bible said he's from the beginning. He's a murderer and a thief and a destroyer, okay? The Bible says he came to kill, steal, and destroy. So that's thief, murderer, kill, steal, yeah, and just annihilator, okay? That's what the devil wants to do. And we have to understand that when we serve God, he gives us play-by-play direction, okay? He gives us step-by-step direction. He gives us turn-by-turn direction. Jesus is a GPS. And he will guide you. He'll say, don't say that. He'll say, go over here. He'll say, join this. He'll say, do this. He'll say, don't say this right now, but I'll tell you when to say it. And when we get to know him and we are in his will, he guides us on that level, my brothers and sisters. So he says, make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death and kept the raiment of them that slew him. And he said unto me, depart, for I will send thee far from hence unto the Gentiles. And they gave him audience unto this word, and then lifted up their voices and said, away with such a fellow from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live. And as they cried out and cast off their clothes and threw dust in the air, okay, so what did they do? When he said to them, when he gave him the testimony, them the testimony that Jesus said, okay, don't try to keep working with these people, go to the Gentiles, they just started acting crazy. They said they just threw dust up in the air, and they just, you know, took off their clothes and threw dust. Does that sound like godly people to you? We're going to take off our clothes. I don't think it was like completely naked, but maybe their outer garments, and they just used them to rake up dust. They were just, you know, they just went into a frenzy. Does that sound like godly people to you? Brothers and sisters, when you see the anger that people have against the truth of the medical missionary work, the truth of conversion, the truth of overcoming sin, the truth of not having worldly music in a godly church, okay? The truth of sticking with the original movement that talked about the mark of the beast and the image of the beast. You see, my brothers and sisters, people do church a different way these days. They think that they can, by being like the world, they can win the world. And what it does is it makes the church more like the world. It does not bring the world into the church. Spirit of Prophecy says that. Okay? So we try to operate our services just like the services of worldly churches, churches that have left the commandment, and we want to dance, we want to shout. I'm not saying we have to be like a mummy, stoified and whatever, but we shouldn't have moves like they have in the dance club, brothers and sisters. We shouldn't have music like they have in the dance club, brothers and sisters. Some of the music is like what used to be like Soul Train type music, and they have it in the church. You hear the same syncopated beat, boom, 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 in the church, brothers and sisters. That's what you hear when you walk in the church of the living God. That's not godly, friends. And therefore, you do not hear a thus saith the Lord. You don't hear any standards being preached. People come to church. It used to be that when a woman wore certain kind of clothes, you knew she was a prostitute. Well, guess what? The pastor's wives are wearing those kinds of clothes in the church. You can't tell a prostitute anymore, brothers and sisters. And you know I'm telling you the truth. Went to preach at a church, you know, sitting on the front row, and the women in front of me had skirts up their thighs, and they were constantly wiggling, trying to get the skirt down. You know, it was like, why didn't you just put on a modest skirt? You know? And I'm just here to tell you, it's not just the women, it's the men too. Brothers and sisters, we are to be godly in how we dress for the Lord. This is God's house, my friends, and we should not be dressed like the world in God's house. And, you know, it's just a sad, sad reality, brothers and sisters. So I really want to encourage you. We're going to be talking about some getting back to the basics at 12 o'clock. So there is, if for those on Facebook, I put a link in the comments. Also, go to my timeline. I put a link there. It's called, the message is called The Mental Fun of Fundamentals. The Mental Fun of Fundamentals, How Getting Back to the Basics Brings Sweet Peace. I want you all to come and listen to that message. It's on Zoom, but if you're in the Maryland area, it's at 2020 Ritchie Road in District Heights, Maryland. And please come join us. There is Sabbath School, but I believe and their Zoom will be on for the Sabbath School, but I don't think that you'll get much out of it because I don't know that they always pass a microphone around. You know, Sabbath School is an interactive thing. So definitely the pastor told me to tell that your experience would probably be better if you just come on at 12. But I sent the link. It is not our torso link. So if you want that, let me know. But we're going to be talking about these several fundamentals, friends, and the importance of fundamentals and how it brings peace to your heart. All right. They were in a frenzy now. The chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle and bade that they should be that he should be examined by scourging, that he might know whereof they cried so against him. So remember, he's speaking in Hebrew, so the chief captain probably is not understanding everything that's happening, okay? And so he sees these people worked up into a frenzy, and he's basically saying, let's beat him to find out, get him to confess what's going on. And now watch this, because we talked about the title is The Persecuting Church versus Constitutional Rights. You see, God did bless America because America promised to give rights to the people. And our greatest right is our right to religious freedom, okay? The First Amendment, it includes that right. And it says, and they bound him with thongs. As they bound him with thongs, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is Roman and uncondemned? See, they didn't know he was a Roman citizen. See, they would have never even bound him if they knew he was a Roman citizen. And when the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, take heed what thou doest, for this man is a Roman. Then the chief captain came and said unto him, tell me, art thou a Roman? He said, yea. And the chief captain answered, with a great sum obtained I this freedom. I had to buy my freedom. And Paul said, but I was freeborn. I was born Roman. Then straightway they departed from him which should have examined him. And the chief captain also was afraid after he knew that he was a Roman, and because he had bound him. On the morrow, because he would have known the certainty whereof he was accused of the Jews, he loosed him from his bands and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear and brought Paul down and set him before them. That's where it ends, brothers and sisters. But sometimes God has you use the rights that you have as a citizen to help further his work. And that's what Paul did at that time. They were going to beat him. But it was unlawful by the laws of the land to beat a Roman like that. And so he loosed Paul, and then he was kind of set up a little court that would come and they could deliver their actual accusations. You see, and when it's coming down to it, the accusations that Jews had were not issues that the Romans even thought were wrong. These are just matters of their own religion, but they're trying to please the Jews. See, that's what's going to happen in the last days. The secular government, federal government, state governments are going to try to please. You see that happening. That's why you have so much movement. You see, we used to be a republic. A republic gave every individual citizen the rights of a king, okay? We have changed into a democracy. You know, you ever heard of the Pledge of Allegiance? You ever heard anybody say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the democracy upon which it stands? No, unto the republic upon which it stands. See, the United States was a republic, but if you listen to the politicians, they'll talk about our great democracy, our great democracy, our great democracy, our great democracy. It was not a democracy. It was a republic. But you see, what has happened is they are pushing you to think that this was set up as a democracy, because a democracy is mob rule. Whatever the majority of the people want, that is what goes. And so because of that, if you get more people with rainbow flags shouting and pushing, it's going to cause a whole political party to say, wait a minute, we need their vote. And so they just change all God's principle and say that a man could be a woman could be a man, because they want that vote. Don't you think for 1 minute that all these Democrats believe it's a good thing for us to teach our children in the schools about gay life, and they're not even out of elementary school, and you're giving them, passing out sexual toys to these little kids and teaching them sexuality at a very young age. Friends, I want you to understand, when you listen to the message today, we're going to give you a statistic. Most people who are transgender, they are not at peace, and we've got scientific statistics about that, but we're going to show you how to get to the fundamentals. We're not here to attack that organ, that group. We're just simply trying to help you understand that mob rule is what's ruling this country, okay? So then you go to the other side, and when you had a president like the president we used to have, who would just kind of say whatever was on his mind, then people who were afraid to, you know, express some of their things that they believe, some of them were racial. I'm not saying all of them, but some of them were racial and reflected thoughts of Aryan supremacy. Now that they've got a president behind them, you see, they come out of the woodwork. And so now he's got to look at, that's part of his base now. So he's got to feed the base. You see, we have mob rule. What was January 6th? Mob rule, brothers and sisters. It's not the American way. And so what is happening is we are forgetting who we are, even as a country. And we are forgetting that one person standing up for truth was supposed to be more powerful than a whole mob if they did not follow the constitutional rights, if they were trying to violate the constitutional rights of that individual. That's changing in America, because we're getting away from the freedoms that God gave. And see, because America gave those freedoms, God blessed America. America's only a little bit over 200 years old. We're not thousands of years of civilization like Egypt and China and all these things. But how did we become a superpower overnight? It was because God blessed America. Because God said, you're going to give people the right to worship me by the dictates of their conscience, and you're going to give them the right to have total civil freedoms, that every king and every man and every woman would have the rights of kings and queens. Now, they were hypocrites. They said they gave those rights, and they enslaved people for their own profit. You see, that's why the South is cursed, brothers and sisters. The South used to be the economic capital, the economic region capital of America. More money was made in the South than in the North. But God cursed the South because of slavery. And now the South is, generally speaking, less economically successful than the North. God allowed the Industrial Revolution to be in the North rather than the South because of slavery. Okay? And so you say every man has freedom, but then you enslave people. And you treat them horribly. God didn't bless that, friends. And God has stood up for minority people. And he has blessed minority people because of what minority people have often had to go through. That has nothing to do with the color of your skin. You can be a minority and just because of what you stand for. But if you stand for the right, God will bless you, my brothers and sisters. And so God is good. This is our message for today. We have to. It's kind of like a soap opera in the sense that it's that we got to wait till tomorrow to find out what happened next, and that's a beautiful thing. It keeps us on the edge of our seats as we see how God works, because we see that the same things are happening today. You can't just teach the truth in any of the large organized churches. There's jealousy and rivalry and anger and. You got men seeking for control, making sure that all the tithe comes into one place and all these kinds of things. These are the most important things to them, as opposed to what is truth. what would Jesus do? But God is going to have a people, and his work will be finished, and it will be successful. Will you be a part of it, friends? Will you humble yourself to be taught of God? That's the question. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your kindness and grace. Thank you for your mercy. Be with us this day as we strive, Lord, to serve you. And we pray that people will be impressed to join us today for our worship service at 12, wherein we will be talking about the mental fun of fundamentals on Zoom, on video. We pray that you will inspire the saints to join, and we ask that your name will be glorified thereby. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I will at least the audio for sure. I think they do record, but I will definitely record the audio. For those who just can't be there to hear it. All right. God is good. And Brother Peyton mentioned on Facebook, and they stole the land from the Native Americans. That's correct. So that's another part of the hypocrisy, how the Indians were treated. All right, friends, God is good. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Happy Sabbath, and God bless you. Our closing song is, I will trust in the Lord.
Sorry about that. That's not the closing song. I've got to get the closing song. There we go.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord till I die. I will walk with the Lord. I will walk with the Lord. I will walk with the Lord till I die. I will walk with the Lord. I will walk with the Lord. I will walk with the Lord till I die. I will sing to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord till I die. I will sing to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord till I die. Till I die.
Happy Sabbath, everyone.